Hello, dear friends, and welcome to session 5 of the Affirmative Prayer class on the realization step. Thank you for your numerous emails and the hard work that each one of you has done. And hard not meaning laborious, but hard meaning introspective. So let me change that word. Congratulations on the very profound introspective work that you've done and the amazing, beautiful manifestations that have already come just by contemplating your quality of God and by seeing it as a solution and beginning with recognition and then stepping into unification. So already so much movement has taken place from spirit inside of each one of us, and it is really, really beautiful. Today's session is on the third step of treatment, which is realization. And as we always begin, we're going to begin in prayer. So go ahead and get yourself comfortable and take a nice big deep breath with me. Boy, that feels good. Let's do another one. And let's take a third. Oh, nice. Now let's go ahead and shake our body a little bit. Just shake, 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 shake. And as we shake our bodies, just allow yourself to feel the shaking of your body against the invisible air that surrounds us. And as you shake your body, as I shake my body, I become really aware that that which is around me is just that which is invisible, that which is around me is equally important, if not more so, the physical form in which I stand. And so I'm aware of the power of that which is invisible, and I can feel it. It feels like as I move my arms and I move my body, there feels like a substance. It feels full. It feels really quite lovely, refreshing and full. So shaking our body allows us to become present to the activity of our body, which is really quite lovely and brings us grounded. So let's begin in prayer, my friends. So just aware, I'm aware right here and right now of the fullness of my day-to-day, of the beautiful people I came into contact with, of the immense joy that I experienced. And as I am awake and aware to the fullness of my day, I bring my attention from outside of myself within. And I go within to where the sanctuary of the Most High God lives in my temple. And I know and recognize that truly all there is God. All there is God. All there is God. The presence, the wisdom, also known as loving intelligence, of God. God is all there is, and it is a loving intelligence known as wisdom. And as God is intelligence, then I am wise. And as I am wise, this too is true of each and every person on this call, that the wisdom of God resides within their body temple. God is not a respecter of persons. It is everywhere present. It reigns on the just and the unjust alike. God is, God is, God is. I am, we are. And as this is true, I speak my word of truth that as we learn together, as we grow together, as we open to these this beautiful process called affirmative prayer, that each one of us is imbued with the wisdom of God in the form of intuition and knowing, in the form of insight and revelation, that within us resides that still small voice that we listen to, that we hear, that we know. And I give thanks that it is present as we learn together. I give thanks that each one of us is guided and each one of us hears what we need to hear tonight in order to recognize and know that wisdom which we are. And so I bless tonight. I call it good. I call it very good. I give thanks that I have the power to bless. I give thanks that we are on this call together. And I give thanks that this call, this technology, this work lasts far beyond our class in this time and space, that it exists in an accessible form for each and every person who is interested to learn this, to have access to it. And I give thanks for this. I release this prayer into the law. I know it is fulfilled, and it was fulfilled before I even spoke it. I call it good, I call it done, and so it is. Amen. All right, my dear friends. So how good is God? How lovely is all of this? I forgot in tonight's curriculum to speak in the realization phase of how powerful adding scripture can be, or spiritual wisdom, and as I prayed us in, I referred to a piece of scripture, and that reminded me to add that as leverage. So I'm making a note of that right here and right now. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Tonight's class is a bit meatier as far as length of time than the last one and the last two for sure. It is on realization, and this is step three of our five-step prayer process. And so our first step, as a reminder, is recognition, which has to do with the allness of God and the quality of God, which we are calling forward. So God is all there is, and God is joy. Then the second step is called unification, which is uniting with or being one from that presence called God. And Dr. Ernest Holmes says that we don't pray to something, we pray from somewhere. So as we connect with the energy of the quality of God, we are unifying with it and then praying from it. So first step is recognition. Second step is unification, I am. And the third step that we're going to look at tonight is called realization. And I have a scripture quote here that says, and Jesus said to the centurion, go, it shall be done for you as you have believed. And the servant was healed at that very moment. Isn't that powerful? It is done to you as you believe. And then with a new insight, the servant was healed at that very moment. If you have done any reading at all in the metaphysical field, what you will recognize is the word law, L-A-W. And that is because metaphysicians have said that there is a law, a predictable law, a way that God works in, through, and as people. And it is through this concept of believing that our lives are a projection, they're a reflection, there is an experience of what it is that we believe. And belief is thought. It is what we think, and it is deeper than thought. It is thought, and it is thought and feeling together. It is thought, feeling, and what we believe we deserve. It is inherited ideas from others that we have taken in as our own. It is our unconscious mind and living forth our inherited belief structure from generation after generation after generation of those who came before us. It is the belief structure of our socioeconomic group. It is our cultural belief structure. It is what we learned in school. It is all kinds of patterns of thought. And we operate out of that unconsciously until we become conscious of the pattern and make a new choice. So metaphysicians speak a lot about consciousness, and that's because that which has been unconscious or that we haven't been aware of, we wake up to, we see, and at that point we're at choice. Once we're at choice, we can choose a different thought, we can choose a different way of being, we can follow an insight, a revelation, and our life becomes new, it becomes different. The idea of being born again is a valid reality, because it means that how we see the world is different, and therefore we have a different outpicturing of what we know in the world. So the realization step goes very strongly along the idea of the law and how it works. The law means that what's going on inside of my consciousness, inside of my thoughts, feelings, acceptability, et cetera, inside of all of that conglomeration, the filter of my being, inside of that filter, as I believe, so I will experience the world. So I will experience the world. And so the idea is to, through a relationship with our source, with God, shifting and changing and expanding our belief structure so that with God all things are possible. So it really is expanding our thoughts, expanding the way we see the world. It is having internal transformation so that our thoughts, which have been trained to the sensory realm, are retrained or are aligned back to the spiritual essence of who and what we really are. So our thought comes from spirit and not from memory, if you will. It is new. It is a new experience. So this third step of treatment is called realization. And realization means to make real. So the third step of treatment is about making real in our mind. I made a note here that says our mind is a powerful thing. I believe each one of us on this call know this to be true, that every invention began in the mind of someone somewhere, that many, if not all, illnesses, and that depends on who you talk with, begin with a thought, idea, or belief. And when I say who you talk with, what I mean by that is where your beliefs are aligned. So depending upon your belief structure depends upon how you come up with this discernment. I myself, in praying with clients, have watched many former illnesses be dissipated when thought had shifted, and so too have most, if not all, healers. So many illnesses begin, if not all illness begins, with a thought, idea, belief. Who we choose as friends is value-based, and values are based upon thoughts. So some people may value being in relationship with smart, intelligent people. Other might value being with kind people. Others yet value being with people who are addicted in some way, because they come from that space themselves. So whatever it is we value is where we hang out or desire to hang out, and that is based upon thought. So all of this comes from mental construct. So our realization phase is about undoing false or old beliefs by negating them, by saying no to them, and then creating new, probably a better way of saying that is living our real spiritual soul self. through an affirmative statement, because we're not really creating the quality of God. We're really accessing and leaning into that which already is. So a realization, so this bulk of step three, which tends to be the meatiest as far as the amount of words used, and as far as hanging out in a descriptive, atmospheric, sensory feel of it. So we are bringing heaven to earth in the realization phase. We are taking the abstract concept of God as love, and in the realization phase, we are owning it as our own through denying that which isn't true about us. Like, it is not true that I am unlovable, and then creating new affirmation statements by saying I am. So it is not true about me that I am unlovable. It is true that I am the love of God in form. Okay, so we're using yes statements and no statements in order to create, in order to carve out, in order to make real this bringing from heaven onto earth, make real this affirmative prayer. So we're going from the abstract to, in this stage, in step three, the concrete, which is the realization or the making real. So how we build a realization statement is we do it in the first person. So I speak to the I am. I'm not speaking about you. Speaking about me, so as I pray for myself, I say God is all there is, and it is, what quality haven't I used? God is all there is, and it is life. God is all there is, and it is life. I am alive in God. I am alive. And then the realization stage builds from I am and I am not. I am and I am not. It doesn't go to anything other than me, because I'm working in my consciousness. I'm working in the only consciousness that is, which is where I started the prayer, and now I'm I'm drilling down to what is true about me. God is all there is. I am that, and then this next stage is I am not this, I am that, I experience this, I accept this, I appreciate this, I embrace this, and it's all first person present tense. Each prayer, as I mentioned before, has a singular focus to it. So if I am doing life, I'm talking about life throughout. I'm not talking about life and love and peace and joy, and although those are words I may use as support, those are not the primary focus of the realization stage. And then this is where this prayer technology differs from the traditional prayer work, is that what I am doing is I am knowing the truth about me. Instead of asking for something outside of me to deliver something to me. So that's where it's very, very, very different. I am not saying, dear God, I've been good, give me this. I am saying, all there is God, and I, by definition, am an expression of God, and this is true about me. And so I am affirming and knowing this to be true. As I had shared earlier, that the older metaphysicians focused primarily on physical and emotional healing, really physical more than anything else. And what they all tended to say was that by changing the thought, our body changed in response to it. And the more we delve into quantum physics and the more we have research on healing through healers, not necessarily through the traditional medical route, we can really see the power and the influence of thought as energy in our field, creating our bodies or recreating our bodies or strengthening our bodies or weakening our bodies. It's quite profound. And so I shared earlier that Phineas Quimby, who was a real teacher to Dr. Holmes, did his healings by holding court. And that's what this realization stage really is. It's that holding the court in front of the judge, saying, you know, God is love, and therefore this whole guilt thing is crap. You know, it doesn't align. It's not congruent. It's not, it can't be. If God is love and God is good and God wants the best for us and it lives within us, then this whole thing of guilt does not exist in this paradigm. And so I am calling it a lie. I'm calling it false. I'm calling it learned. I'm calling it not mine. And I am allowing that energy to be transformed into the truth that it really is, you know, that it is that I am loved. It is that I am love itself. And so Phineas Quimby would hold court and argue and argue and argue and argue and argue until his patient got that they were holding on to a belief structure that hurt them and that was out of alignment with the truth of God, and then their bodies healed. Mary Baker Eddy, the founder of Christian Science, had similar experiences where her treatments for the physical body all came from changing thought from focusing on what is already in physical manifest form and going beyond or before that manifest form into the invisible where everything is created and can be recreated. Dr. Ernest Holmes, in his masterful work, Science of Mind, which is considered to be a textbook of sorts, has prayer after prayer after prayer after prayer that focuses on the well-being of an individual, moving away from the construct of physical and emotional distress or illness. Caroline Mace, in her book about people who don't heal, speaks of the immense power that thought has in creating and sustaining illness. Deepak Chopra and Wayne Dyer, who are current writers today, speak a lot about the shifting of perspective being a shift in the body. So we get the opportunity to play with these concepts. And when I say play with them, I mean really work them in our own life, that we can stand witness, that we can experience something profound shifting within us. And what I like to say is prove it to yourself. And prove it to yourself does not mean I'm going to try this and fight against it. Prove it to yourself means do this 100%. Like, give it your full attention, your full belief, your full experience, and then evaluate it so that it has a fair shot. For my own life, by changing my perspective, I have changed a lot in my physical body and in my greater world. I have many, many stories of how changing my perspective changed me. One is that I stopped grinding my teeth after grinding them for over 40 years. And I stopped it through doing affirmative prayer work. I have changed my thoughts from things that were impossible into possible, which then shifted my life. I have experienced going from having limitations running my life into being free. I have experienced disease and illness and had that shifted into divine health, and dissatisfaction changed into joy through this work. So changing our perspective in mind is very substantial, and this realization stage is about aligning our individual thoughts along with the truth that the truth of God, the truth that we have been working with already. So this chart here shows how creation takes place. And it's a simplified version of many different charts that exist, and I'm wanting to do simple for us here. And basically it shows that which is infinite, that which is invisible, that which is of God qualities, manifests itself through our mental constructs or through our unconscious mind and our conscious mind. And our unconscious mind is that place within us that has all kinds of beliefs going on that we're not aware of. And then as those beliefs become conscious, we have choice. So spirit manifests through either unconscious, unknowing, or through choice. And that's in the mental realm. And then as choice is realized, as we believe, as we come from that paradigm, then out of that we act. So I take action based upon what I believe. And as I take action, I create in physical form. So that which is invisible operates through my belief system. I behave out of my belief system. And out of my behavior, I create and things are made visible. They're finite. They're in the world of form. Let me go back to that previous slide. So what we are doing in our prayer is we're beginning with the infinite spirit, with the invisible. And so we're beginning with the recognition that God is all there is. And then we are going to the unified stage of God is all there is and I am it. And then the mental construct is, it is the realization stage. So step one and two of the prayer is shown in this diagram up on the top where it says infinite spirit invisible. Then the mental constructing or the making conscious is what we're doing in step three, which is the realization stage. So I like to call the realization step of prayer, therefore. So I like to say, God is, I am, therefore. So God is love, I am loved, therefore I behave loving. So it is a logical, linear prayer process that says, God is, I am, therefore. And I'm building a case. Remember talking about Quimby, I'm building the case within inside of myself. So phrases that I like to use in the realization stage of prayer are I accept, I claim, I know, I realize, I own, I embrace. So they're solid verbs of acceptance from the place that it's already done. Remember, Jesus had said to the centurion, he said, it shall be done for you as you have believed. And so we are creating that the languaging, the verbology that says it is done. I accept. I accept means it's already done and I'm accepting it. I claim means that it's available to me and it's mine now. I claim it. I know means that it's gone past a belief stage into a knowing. So these are all potent words that take us from the invisible into the dimensional realms, which is fantastic. So here are some examples of a realization stage. And I do want to say that I understand how overwhelming this can be, and I also understand that after you watch this a couple times, sit with it, listen to the audio to go with it, see some of these examples, read your handouts, read my book, you know, like when you're with it for a little bit, it will start making sense. And this isn't meant to be perfect the first time out. I mean, it took me years before I got to a place that I was comfortable praying in public because, you know, I was it was awkward to me and I was awkward with it. But this is not about perfection. This is about really touching that inner space of God and letting it come through us. So give yourself some grace as you're doing this. Like I said, this is the hardiest of all steps. So here's an example for peace. I would say, God is all there is. It is peace. I am peace. I am peaceful in my body. Therefore, it is natural for me to give forth the peace of God that I am in my relationship. I accept peace as the center of my being, and peace is the thought which occupies my mind. I embrace peace as it is real to me. It is a lie that I am conflicted within, for the kingdom of God lives within me and it operates as peace. God is peace. I am peaceful. The nowness of God expresses as me now. So I'm speaking to that energy field of peace, overwhelmed by the truth that God is all there is and it is peace. What flows out of me is what I accept, what I claim, what I know. Here's an example for abundance. God is all there is. God is abundant, without limitation and without constriction. I am abundant as an expression of the abundance of God. Therefore, right here, right now, today, I accept the abundance of God. Right here is me, in thought, as my consciousness, and expressed in my physical world. I know I am what I seek, and what I seek is seeking me. I no longer entertain thoughts of lack and limitation, for they are a lie. They are not of the good of God. I accept the good I am right now and speak only of what I am, what I have, and what I know as the abundance I am. All of my needs are met. Here is a realization stage written by Dr. Ernest Holmes. This is on love, and it's found in the Science of Mind textbook, and it goes as follows. If I were to put this in our format, I would say, God is all there is, and it is love. I am the presence of love and form. Therefore, I dwell in the house of love. My dwelling place is filled with peace and eternal calm. Love attends me in the home of my soul, and joy waits upon me in the secret place of the Most High. My house is built for me by the hand of love, and I shall never leave this house of the Spirit, for it is always present. I shall abide in this house forever. My house is a house of love. Okay, now we're going to go to healing or wholeness, and where the past three examples have been abstract and that they've really been in an energy field. Instead of in particular, I'm making this one more particular. And this is a healing for having congestion in the chest cavity, having in the lungs, having congestion. And so it's targeted toward that. It says, God is whole, perfect, and complete. I am wholeness in form, expressing his divine health. Therefore, my body temple is radiant. Each cell sings of the health of God I am. My lungs fill up with the breath of God and breathe me with ease and grace. I let go of the belief my lungs are tight and constrained. Each breath informs the next of the loosening power of God. I breathe easy now. My lungs fill with the grace of God as indicated through breath, and each exhale releases any belief in an absence of God. I am filled and overflowing with the perfection of God as my body. I am whole and I know it, living it right now. And that brings me to a very real point. I love that last prayer. And I just wrote it today as I healed from having congestion in my lungs. I moved down here. I moved to LA recently, and my lungs responded. And my practice was to not focus on Los Angeles and my lungs and the lungs' reaction to it. My focus was to tend to the truth of God as me. And so I can't even begin to tell you the lure, the distractedness it is to want to be able to blame and point to and give power to something. And when I give my power away to something outside of me, then I've given my power away. And so I wanted to say, I moved to Los Angeles. So cause and effect, Los Angeles made my lungs bad. I mean, like, I wanted to have a blame there. And so for me, it was really important to just to tell myself that anytime my body doesn't feel well, I am calling myself to love myself more. So I didn't go into any kind of blame at all, and I did go see a doctor. I believe that doctors are manifest forms of God, too, and they're brilliant. And so I went and I got physical help, and I prayed. And I prayed for my lungs to be able to breathe, for the presence of God to breathe my lungs as it has every single day. And becoming conscious of breath. That's just very, very powerful, becoming conscious of breath. So with prayer, sometimes for me, it will just take a few minutes. Sometimes for me, I am praying for myself or for a client, and it is so clear that it is done in my mind, and it just takes a few minutes, and I'm complete. Then there are other times, like the courtroom battle, where I am really having to undo belief after belief after belief after belief. And as soon as I'm free from one, another comes up. And then as soon as I see that one, another comes up. And it can literally take me a period of time. It can take me 2, 3, 4 days solid. Or it can take me morning prayers for a month, or it can take me however long it ends up taking before my mind has shifted itself. And so the idea in the building of the case, the idea in the stripping of the old beliefs, is that it will take however long it takes, and we stay with the prayer until we know we have it, it's made real in our mind. It's realized. It's made real in our mind. And when it's made real in our mind, then we're able to let it go. And then that spirit of God has a powerful template to operate through. And then we have a different reality in life. So it happens first in the mind and then second in form. So what I want to point out here with my congestion in my chest is that it took me a long time. It took me days before I could realize that the presence of God was operating me and that I could breathe and that I was gracefully at ease. It took days because I was so enamored with what was happening in form. That and it had my attention. It had my attention over God having my attention. There is a saying for metaphysicians, and that is treat, which means give yourself the treatment, give yourself the prayer, do your affirmative prayer work, and then move your feet. Treat and then move your feet. And what that means is that when I am praying for abundance, then I may be guided to go and do a job hunt. I may be guided to go buy a lottery ticket. I may be guided to give, start giving, you know, cleaning out my house and giving to make way for receiving. The idea being that after I have cleared that space in my mind and opened to more God in my being, then I am moved to take action and that I am to act. Another example is if I'm praying for a car, then I'm to move my feet and go to a car lot and start driving cars or look in the newspaper or go online to find cars that are available for sale. If I'm praying for health, then it may just be darn powerful for me to get out of bed, take a shower, put on clothes other than a nightgown, and behave as though I am well. So our action is to be aligned with the knowing truth of what we have prayed for and about. This is a good time to take a moment and talk about desire And I love the word desire because its construct literally means de, of the, and sire, father. So desires are holy nudgings within ourselves for some good that is just really wanting to be made known through us. And desire is a gravitational pull from that lesser part within us to that greater part within us. So it is the personality giving way to the soul. It is the soul pulling us into a greater experience of itself, and the personality then being subservient or surrendering to the soul. So you may say, Bonnie, so far the realizations haven't really spoken to what I want. Like what if I want to buy a house, or I want a place to live? Like, how do I pray for that, and what does that look like? So I want to talk about outlined prayer. And what I mean by that is, in this realization stage, we are talking nuts and bolts instead of talking about the energy field of which God is. So earlier, I gave an example that Ernest Holmes had about love. And he talked about dwelling in the house of love. So he didn't talk about how he was going to be in the world interacting with people from a loving place. He talked about the feeling tone of love. So an outline prayer is more concrete and with more specifics in it. And so so when we do an outline prayer, there's a couple things to know. One is that we leave the fulfillment of the prayer or the how up to God. So if I'm praying for a relationship, I don't say, and I want it to be my neighbor three doors down. So I am not saying, I'm saying I want to experience divine love, and I'm not telling God how to bring it to me. I'm not saying, and I want to meet him at the party tomorrow night, right? So the how it comes about is the gift of the universe to us. We get clear about the what that we want to experience. So we're in the what business, and God is in the how business. So if we don't know how to pray without specifics, or we really want something specific, we can pray with it and then add this or something better. And the reason that we do that is because our soul always, always is voting for us for the better. It always wants the best and the better for us. And in our limited beingness, we often don't see that. And so what we're wanting to do is to enter into the field or the feeling tone of our prayer, and then allow God to bring it forward to us to receive, allow the higher part of ourself within ourself to call it forward for us to receive. And so to use a specific example, I just moved recently to Los Angeles. And so right now I'm staying with friends as I'm figuring out where I want to live, what I like, what I don't like, all that other stuff. And so when I was looking at doing a realization that's outlined, I thought, you know what, let me outline one for my home in Los Angeles. And so this is very specific, and it goes like this. Let's see. God is all there is. There's nothing other than this presence of God. God is good with no opposition, no bad, no evil. There is nothing in opposition to the good of God, for God is all there is. And as God is all there is, then I am the good of God in form. And as I am the good of God in form, therefore I claim for myself, I accept for myself my perfect home right now. I accept a home that's quiet, that has ample room for classes and private clients, that is on the ocean with easy accessibility and loads of parking. I love my neighbors, and I'm welcomed into the neighborhood. I trust my home comes to me easily and quickly and without effort. I release my belief in the traditional forms of receiving a home, and I open to infinite spirit to be my provision. I accept this for myself or something better. I give thanks that I know it is already done and that the law says it is complete. I release this prayer, and so it is. Amen. Okay, so there's an example of a realization, which is outlining what I want. Now, there might be something better out there for me than the home on the ocean with lots of parking. It may be that there is a neighborhood I don't know anything about that's loaded with authors, and that the best thing for me to do is to be in an author-artist community, and that I grow deeper in my soul, and how I serve humanity flourishes because of that. And I don't know that. It may be that that there is a big, beautiful mansion that has been sitting empty that I am to move into and tend to in some way. And it's large enough to set up a school to teach truth students. And it's a perfect location for people to get to on a bus line. I don't know. What I know is what I love, and what I love is what I want. And so I speak to what I love, which is a home on the water with great parking and room to be able to have classes and serve people. And there may be something better for me, and I'm willing to accept that better. So that's what an outline would look like. Many people have a desire for a specific job when they're praying for their work. And so I put together a prayer for right work. And I'm using myself as an example here. And as I put this together, I was saying, God, I really don't want it. I really don't want it. Because I know how powerful this is. So prayer for right work. The realization for this then was, therefore, I claim for me right now the most perfect job for my skills and the benefit of humanity. I accept the position of a spiritual director in a hospital or learning center, teaching, preaching, and speaking truth all day. I am prospered generously by my work. I love my coworkers, and they appreciate the work I do. I'm in a team environment. I love going to work every day. I accept this or something better right now. And if I wanted to outline even further, I may give a dollar amount or say that I'm wanting health insurance or whatever, and there's nothing wrong at all with doing this. There's no such thing about wrong in prayer, period. I'm for punch, for strength, for potency of prayer, for potency to be willing to hold it loose enough to accept something even better is powerful for my soul. So for me to say, you know what, I own right now the right work for myself. I am paid handsomely. The best my mind knows is that it's a spiritual director position in a hospital or in a learning center. And it's convenient to get to, and I love who I work with. This or something better. And then that something better could look like that I'm called to run a retreat center somewhere that deals in spiritual stuff. It can be that I am called to do spiritual guidance for a treatment center, and that I find out that I have a perfect knack for that and absolutely, absolutely love it. It could be that I'm really being called into having my own private practice, and I'm letting the form of being employed or thinking I'm employed by someone else make that difference. So what really matters is that I'm being fully me and expressing myself, not the form that it takes. And so when I do outlining, I may do it because by starting in form, it feels more real to me, and then I can claim something better. Or maybe I really want something. I have a deep desire, and I'm calling Father to Father, inner God to inner God, wholeness to wholeness, and saying, you know, this is my desire, and I shall have it, or something better. So play with this, and send me questions via email this week, and send me your homework, and let's see, your homework or your practice this week is to email me at revbonnieb@gmail.com. In your email, in the subject line, write session 5 practice. I want to see the perceived problem and desire, the God quality, your recognition, unification, and then the realization. And in your handouts, there's a form or a format for you to use. If you want to handwrite it before you go ahead and send it my way, that's fine to do. And any questions you have, please feel free to email me. And I really look forward to this. Remember, the realization stage is about saying yes to what is yours in consciousness and no to what is not yours in consciousness. And so you're cleaning internal house. It all goes back to the concept that our lives are a reflection of what we believe, of that which is within our mind. And so we're shifting our mind through doing affirmative prayer and opening to a greater or a different reality in our life. So let's close in prayer. Take a nice big deep breath. And together let us celebrate all of the insights and revelations and intuitions and knowingness that has happened because we've come together with this mighty work of creating affirmative prayer. This work that says, yes, that we are the presence of God in form and that our life is a reflection of that, that as the Bible says, we can bless or curse. As all sacred scripture says, we can be a blessing on this planet, that we have the ability within us, the potentiality within us, the potency within us, in order to be a presence on this earth that brings forth such delight, such good, such joy, such peace, that our world is different because we came here and we've lived in it. And so tonight I begin again with the recognition that God is all there is, that I am one with it, that as I am one with it, so too is every single person on this call and in the sound of my voice. That the presence of God is living us right here and right now. It is moving us. It is guiding us. It is uplifting us. That the presence of God in all of its splendor, all of its joy, all of its fullness is in operation in, through, and as us. We are. I am. Each of us is that power of God in form. And so we trust ourselves to know what is ours to do, how it is to do it. We trust ourselves in the knowingness, in the knowingness. So I let go the belief that there isn't enough information in order to craft an affirmative prayer. I let go the idea that it has to be hard or that new has to be difficult in any way. And I trust that inner voice that leads me and guides me. And as I trust it on behalf of each person on this call, knowing that they are led and knowing that they are guided by this one life, this one presence. And so I give thanks that this homework, this practice is joyful and that this practice is powerful beyond belief. That the energy within it, the energy beneath it, the energy of prayer that has existed since the beginning of time, is in operation. I claim already the fulfillment of these prayers. I claim in advance, I claim right now that they are fulfilled. For God is being God at this moment. It always has been. It always will be. Since the beginning of time till the end of time, and there is no end of time and there is no beginning of time. That always, always God is God, expressing fully as us. And so it is. Amen. All right, my friends. Next week.
The moderator has left the conference.